Blog Talk Radio.
Root Cause Radio, sharing the secrets of optimal health.
The collard green recipe is fantastic, and it calls for uncured turkey bacon. And I have never cooked collards for quite that long. I didn't know that it's good to cook greens for a long time because it breaks the molecular bonds, and the food, the oxalates become more digestible, and the recipe has you to cook the greens for about an hour and a quarter. And my family loves the greens.
Once the diseases are cured at the cellular level, we are able to prevent new diseases from occurring.
This message is for those people out there that they need hope and they need a resolution for their sickness. Symptometry is the solution.
Yes, this is a total health system. I have trained under other people, and they only gave me partial answers.
My family tends to suffer with plaque buildup on our teeth, and we have to go in regularly to fight off gingivitis. And it doesn't matter how much you floss, it seems it just doesn't help. But just by using the yogurt blend, when I just went into my doctor's visit, my dental visit last week, she was amazed by the results. I mean, it was great. The plaque buildup was just minimized significantly.
Once we have prevented new diseases from occurring, then mankind will have a chance to live in a disease-free body. This is what we all want. We all want to live in a disease-free body, so that we will be happy all the time.
Go deep at the root cause of your sickness, of your disease. And Dr. Naughty is an awesome man.
My name is Michelle Mitchell, and I just love being here for Symptometry. I got to actually meet Dr. Naughty, and just learning all the information that we learned today was really fulfilling, and I am definitely going to work towards becoming a student.
I would encourage anyone who would like to learn how to learn about solutions and not just live in a situation to come. Called Symptometry. Come to a symposium, and guess what? You can be like I am, more enlightened, because the more I learn how to do that will support me, the better off I will become.
This was a very awakening moment. We're just enjoying ourselves and feel very enlightened by all the information that we received, and I'm looking forward to purchasing a few of the books so I can continue on the Symptometry path.
What we have to do now is to establish the gateway to happiness by removing all diseases from the human body. It is as simple as that.
He talked to me for 2 hours, and his compassion, his care that he have for people, I never saw to anybody, the love for people. And I was so impressed. I was so impressed.
Hi, my name is Lori. This is my first symposium. I enjoyed it immensely. I'm also a student at the American School of Symptometry. I would encourage everybody to participate in either the 6-month program or to study to become a symptometrist, because curing is proving. We're learning how. We want to spread the word. We need your help.
Symptometry has really helped me with dental problems. Before, I would wake up and my teeth were starting to cross in front. And the more citrus I was eating, the worse it would get. So it's been able to stop that. I stopped having dental pain and the actual teeth itself. And bad breath went away. No bad breath.
And the best way to go about it is to go to the American School of Symptometry, where we teach cosmic or atomic science, where we teach cell nourishment, so that every cell and every tissue in the human body is well nourished.
But I'm so excited because we find help in Symptometry, and we are grateful that we find this help. And I hope you'll call Symptometry, and you're gonna find out that for anything that you have, there is a solution. And Dr. Naughty knows how to help you.
The American School of Symptometry empowers doctors, social workers, counselors, psychologists, and energy workers to be more effective in their positions by adding the science behind root cause therapeutics to their careers in nurturing. What is root cause therapeutics? Developed by Dr. Maxwell Narte, root cause therapeutics is the only applied therapeutic science successful in eliminating disease at the cellular, lymphatic, and blood levels. The American School of Symptometry has programs to ensure you receive thorough training to cure all diseases at the cellular level, reverse the damage caused by past traumas, and empower your patients with the ability to prevent future illness. Take advantage of one of the three professional tracks to support your current career or transition into a new one. Become one of the first licensed symptometrists and therapeutic scientists in the world to administer root cause therapeutics. For more information, contact our website at AmericanSchoolOfSymptometry.org or contact the head administrator, Dr. Charlie Abbott, at 708-620-4362. That's 708-620-4362.
Hello, hello. Welcome one and all to Root Cause Radio, the place where we empower you, our listeners, with knowledge, solutions, and also share secrets of optimal health. Welcome, everyone. My name is Angel Delight, and I'm very happy to be here hosting this wonderful broadcast for Symptometry Root Cause Therapeutics. And I also want to mention a big welcome to our brand new listeners. If this is your first time tuning into Root Cause Radio, know that we are glad that you did so that you can, you know, get to experience for yourself the knowledge and the solutions that we share on and offer on different health topics. So with that in mind, I want to mention that symptometry is neither alternative medicine nor allopathic or drug medicine, but symptometry is a scientific, natural, and logical method for addressing the needs of the cells, the genes, the DNA, the blood, and the lymphatic system. So by addressing all the needs of each cell, the cells that make up the body are enabled to cure and prevent diseases. And symptometry is the only discipline of applied therapeutic science that provides nothing but root cause treatment. So for all our listeners, you're in for a treat. You're in to hear how symptometry addresses different health challenges. Today, our topic is focused on women's reproductive health. That's right, women's reproductive health. So it's going to be a very good topic, and we have a wonderful guest for today's show, none other than Dr. Maxwell Narte, the founder of Symptometry. But before we get into that, I want to mention to all our listeners that we have licensed symptometrists that are able to be reached by telephone. So you can easily reach a licensed symptometrist and a therapeutic scientist by telephone for a private, no-cost, 15 to 20-minute consultation. So you could reach Dr. Maxwell Narte by dialing 708-691-4977. Dr. Ansel L. can be reached by dialing 336-456-9183. Again, Dr. Ansel L. can be reached at 336-456-9183. So if you as you're listening to the podcast, any questions that come up, in regards to the topic, or if you have other health concerns you would like to speak with a licensed symptometrist about, you can certainly give one of those licensed symptometrists a call. Okay, so without further ado, I'd like us to welcome our featured guest for tonight's show, which is Dr. Maxwell Narte. Dr. Narte, welcome.
Angel Delight, thank you very much for inviting me, and I'm glad to be here.
Excellent, Dr. Narte. We're happy and very glad to have you on our show. Now, Dr. Narte is the founder of Symptometry, and he teaches the benefits of cell nourishment through proper nutrition. So we're definitely excited to have him here with us, to share how Root Cause Therapeutics works. So, Dr. Narte, as you know, tonight's topic is on women's reproductive health, and there are quite a few questions in regards to that. I'd like to start with our first question, which has to do with food, of course, because food is central, you know, to health. And most people know that kale, you know, foods such as kale, yogurt, salmon, figs, red meat, and spinach are often recommended as some of the top foods for female reproductive health. And as the author of The Downside of Nutrition Part 1 and a therapeutic scientist with Symptometry, do you, Dr. Narte, do you stand by the same foods that nutritionists recommend, or do women get a different healthy food list when they work with a symptometrist?
I have a different take on these foods because what nutritionists recommend is not what a symptometrist will recommend. We use scientific methods to evaluate a food item before recommending or not recommending it. We will never recommend kale, we will never recommend figs, and we will never recommend spinach. For the reason that spinach, after it has been ingested and it has gone to the digestive system, releases oxalates. Oxalate are spelled O-X-A-L-A-T-E-S. Oxalates. These are very, very disruptive tiny stones that make it very difficult for the uterus to contract. Kale has too much vitamin K and too much MSG. It is for this reason that we don't recommend kale. Figs. Figs have so many health disruptors, and the amount of acids in figs is just too much. For this reason, it tends to slow down circulation, and it makes it very difficult for many nerves to have blood. So it makes many nerves anemic and causes numbness. So we don't recommend this because it weakens the nerves in the woman's uterus. That's why we don't recommend figs. Yogurt, we don't recommend it because it is a dairy product, and it has casein, and casein offers too much resistance when it is time to wash away the corpus luteum. The corpus luteum is the membrane that must be washed away during menstruation. And casein in milk or in yogurt offers resistance. For this reason, the uterine force has to be greater than the force of resistance in order to peel it off. And by exerting greater uterine force, the woman will experience cramps, very severe menstrual cramps. This is why we don't recommend yogurt or other dairy products. Thank you.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Dr. Narte. Several illnesses that affect a woman's reproductive health, illnesses such as PCOS or polycystic ovary syndrome, interstitial cystitis,
gynecological cancer, uterine fibroids, endometriosis, and even PMS or premenstrual syndrome, all of these illnesses negatively affect a woman's quality of life. And even, they challenge her ability to get pregnant or deliver a healthy child. The question is there a single root cause for these illnesses? And what natural health resources does symptometry offer for such women?
When you look at polycystic ovarian syndrome, this is a situation where the woman's ovary is overpopulated by cysts. Cysts are just popping up everywhere in the woman's ovaries, cysts of different sizes. It's just not normal. Something happened. Cystitis is inflammation of the bladder, and it's very painful. For inflammatory products to fill up the woman's bladder is just not normal. Cancer of the breast, cancer of the uterus, cancer of the ovaries, cancer of the endometrium, cancer of the vagina. You may lump all this under gynecological cancers, but they are female cancers. There is a reason these cancers are happening in a woman. Endometriosis is the inflammation of the endometrium, the topmost layer of the uterus. What is happening to the woman? Well, you started by mentioning foods. And I'll take you back to foods. I don't recommend, and symptomatry does not recommend, that raw foods be eaten. Raw foods are a no-no, complete no-no. A plant is a plant. A plant was never created to feed us. If this was what you were taught, please disabuse your mind and be better enlightened. Plants are not there to feed us. God created plants the way it created humans and animals and birds and so on, part of animals. Plants exist because they have a role to play. And they have to produce food for themselves. And they use leaves. The chlorophyll on the leaves are made from chloroplast, a component of the cell of the leaf. And these cells are factories. There are over 1,000 factories on one leaf. How many leaves are there on a tree? How many leaves are there on a plant? There are several leaves. These are their factories. We go and just strip these leaves and we call them food. Well, the plant cannot complain. The plant cannot say you are hurting me so that you can understand its coded language. The plant cannot run away. Oh, another human, a human being is coming. Let me run away. A plant cannot run away. Insects are coming, herbivores, animals that feed on plants, herbivores, are coming to browse, taking away their factories. And they have to reproduce these factories again and again. This is too tiring. So, what do plants do? They produce poisons. They produce defense mechanisms to protect their leaves, their factories. And in these leaves are poisons. In these leaves are toxins. They are pesticides, natural insecticides in these leaves. Now, leave the leaves. They produce storage beans, storage pods. And these storage pods are called potatoes. They are called cassavas. They are called taros, and on and on and on. They store these foods for themselves, not for we human beings. That's why potato is full of solanin, a poison called solanin. Cassava is full of a poison called cyanide. They know how to protect their own foods. Therefore, if we want to eat foods that are fairly safe for we humans, we have to go to the lab. The lab will tell you which food items contains too many poisons, and they will name the poison. Some foods have too much lectin. L for Larry, E for Edward, C for Comfort, T for Thomas, I for Igloo, N for Nancy. Lectin is something like a glue that allows microbes to stick to organs. If you don't know how to process these foods, you are going to absorb a lot of lectin and a lot of poisons and toxins from the plant. Many people are suffering from self-poisoning. And cyst, polycystic ovarian syndrome, the cyst in the ovary is coming from poison. You are poisoning yourself by eating food raw. Oh, I need a smoothie. Oh, a smoothie is good for on the go. I need a smoothie. Well, you are going to eat them raw. And if you are going to eat them raw, there is a price to pay for eating them raw. We are not animals to eat food raw. We are human beings, persons. You have to learn all this. And if I had not spent 14 years in a laboratory deconstructing these various foods, I would never have known that these foods are very poisonous, including the common ones that we have, the strawberries, the berries, the cherries, and all of them. So if you don't want to have endometriosis, stop poisoning yourself. You don't want to suffer from cystitis, bladder infection, pain in the bladder, my lower abdomen is so painful and all that, and then it's very painful, you are going to eat a banana. You are suffering from cystitis, you are going to eat a strawberry. You need scientific knowledge to know how to walk, to know how to navigate this planet.
So, Dr. Nancy,
you don't need the help of a nutritionist. You don't. So I insist, I discuss all this so that people should not assume that it runs in the family. People should stop poisoning themselves. Thank you.
So, Dr. Nardi, from what you just explained, you're saying that the root cause of these illnesses of the female reproductive system has to do with the certain foods that are eaten, correct? That's the summary
you
just said?
That is correct. That is correct.
So it's not necessarily that someone ate a banana or a strawberry. Maybe it is, but certain foods that are eaten, you know, cause the these illnesses to develop in the female reproductive system. That's my understanding from what you just said. Is that correct?
That is correct. Correlation diagnosis teaches us that, because there's a connection between what a person eats, kind of disease they are going to have. So if you eat corn has cyanide. You eat plum, it has cyanide. Apricot has cyanide. So there are certain foods that you are not supposed to eat them repeatedly. If you eat them repeatedly, you are making yourself susceptible to certain diseases. Thank you.
Okay, so certain foods will trigger the illnesses that are dormant in the DNA. Is that so? Everyone has DNA, of course, and we all have traits. And some people are more susceptible to other illnesses than others. So by eating certain foods, you're going to, trigger, those illnesses from your DNA. Is that a correct thought?
It's all right. You've done quite well up to a point. It's the gene. We have the health genes and we have the disease genes. So don't turn on your disease genes, because none of us was born a perfect human being. We all inherited diseases from our ancestors. So we don't know the kind of disease we have. So don't turn on any disease gene in you. And poisons, toxins, turn on disease genes. This is my point. So if you want to be healthy, you don't need common sense. Maybe you need common sense to work on a database, understand that. But please rely on science to make your food choices. Which foods have certain poisons? And now that you know that these foods have certain poisons, do you have to eat these foods every day, once a week, once a month, or not eat them at all? You need scientific guidance. This is my point. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying that, Dr. Narte. Now, regarding PMS or premenstrual syndrome, at least 8 out of 10 women, of childbearing age suffer. And they suffer with PMS through cramping, mood swings, tiredness, back pain, and depression most of the time, about 1 to 2 weeks before their cycle arrives. And some women even report having, constipation, a weak immune system, tender breasts, and abdominal pain that's so severe they need to miss school or work. So there is a new sanitary napkin. It's an all-natural sanitary napkin for women, and it claims its ionic strip. There's a strip on it that addresses the most common menstrual symptoms like cramping and heavy bleeding. Now, while we don't expect you to speak on the product, itself, because you haven't researched it, could you share how someone using an all-natural sanitary napkin to relieve PMS symptoms could still benefit from addressing the root cause of the original symptoms?
Yes. The all-natural sanitary napkin, it has a strip. It's an ionic strip, and it's an ion. It releases ion. What kind of ion it is? It's the ion of a mineral. Is the ion of a mineral. That's why it's called an ionic strip. They've researched it. They've worked hard on it. But still, avoid certain foods. Avoid certain foods. You cannot say that because you have some mosquito repellent that you go into the bush and then provoke mosquitoes. You go into the den of mosquitoes because you have mosquito repellent. If you don't take care, there will come a time that your mosquito repellent may not work because of the number of mosquitoes that will attack you. So since you know that you are using this all-natural sanitary napkin, I will still advise a woman to stay away from dairy products and anything that has casein in it. Stay away from chocolate. Stay away from milk, yogurt, and all this. Stay away from them. And your sanitary napkin will work wonders for you. But if you wear this sanitary napkin, I must state for the record that I don't know the CEO and the company that produces these sanitary napkins. I'm discussing this as a scientist, as somebody who, once I saw it on the internet, I decided to investigate it, and I got to know how they are made. And I know the ionic strip, what it consists of. But still, not all women benefit from it, but I want all women to benefit from it. But then the only way they can benefit from it is to know the foods that have casein so that you stay away from these foods so that you benefit from it. It's better. It's far better than the tampons. Far better than the tampons, you see, because the woman absorbs, through the vaginal area, the woman absorbs these ions, mineral ions. Just like the woman also absorbs asbestos that is in the tampon. Okay? If you have heavy bleeding, call a symptometrist. We have Dr. Amsu L. Then you have myself. You call a symptometrist. And then we'll ionize your pituitary gland for you so that your hormones are well-balanced. Secondly, estrogen must always be well-balanced with estradiol and progesterone. And it's very important that all these female hormones be well-balanced. Then you have the full package. You benefit from the full package of this ionic strip. Thank you.
I see. Thank you, Dr. Narte. Now, just very quickly, I'm wondering if ionization has a role in helping a woman heal from, you know, these illnesses that we mentioned earlier, the illnesses that affect a women's reproductive system. Does ionization play a big role or a small role in the healing process?
Well, there are many women who have not ionized, and they do not experience severe cramping, PMS. They do not. Very few women have ionized, and they are enjoying the maximum benefit. So, symptometry is now making inroads into different cultures. For maximum benefits, and to have very few cramps and be able to go to work without being so mean, so nasty, so rude, why don't you ionize? Why don't you ionize? After ionization, then you stay away from the troublemakers. I've mentioned the troublemakers. Stay away from these foods. And believe me, you only feel a slight bump during your menstrual cycle, a slight bump, and that's it. Everything will be normal. Everything will be fine. totally uneventful.
Thank you, Dr. Nardi. I understand. Thank you for that, explaining that. Now, unfortunately, many women in their 20s and 30s who have experienced a miscarriage or infertility, the numbers are increasing for women who've unfortunately experienced infertility or miscarriage. So what are Symptometry's recommendations for couples struggling to conceive a child, or for those who have experienced the trauma of, of losing a child after becoming pregnant? What recommendations would Symptometry offer to help?
Well, we have had many cases, many such cases, many, and then the news is good. We have record success. If you have serious miscarriages, all you have to do is call Symptometry. We have particulates to ionize the pituitary gland. We have particulates to ionize the womb. We have particulates to ionize the ovaries, so that estrogen is well balanced with estradiol and progesterone. When you have more estrogen than progesterone, it's totally imbalanced. And if it is imbalanced, you will not be able to carry a child, your pregnancy to term. You will not be able to carry your pregnancy to term. Many women also experience infertility. Now, as far as infertility is concerned, from my personal experience, because I've helped a few to become pregnant, it is not only the woman who is experiencing the infertility. We also have the man who has a problem. I'm treating men now who suffer from weak motility. Their sperm is too weak. And secondly, many of their sperms collapse and die very prematurely. All this has to be reversed before he will be able to father a child or impregnate a woman. So as far as infertility is concerned, it goes both ways. It's not only the woman, the man too has to be treated. The man's scrotum and the man's testicle also have to be rejuvenated and treated. Okay, so this is what I have. But both the man and the woman have to produce enzymes, a lot of enzymes every single day. This means no alcohol, no happy hour, no. Thank you.
Okay, that was very well said. So you can have the happy hour, but no alcohol. Is that what you mean there? It's good to celebrate, but maybe find a different beverage, right?
That's correct. It should be non-alcoholic. Okay. That's correct. Yes.
Okay, and also both men and women.
Let me also add one. But even though you may celebrate, but please don't drink soda. Don't drink soda, because soda is carbonated. Mm-hmm. And carbonated means there's too much carbon dioxide. And carbon dioxide is not good. It's a toxic. It's toxic. So why is carbon dioxide being introduced to beverages? Well, go and ask the marketers, the sellers, and the producers of carbonated beverages. I don't recommend carbonated beverages to a person who has fertility problem or a woman who has fertility problem. I will not. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for that, Dr. Nardi. Wow, it's a lot of information and a lot of good information, great nuggets of truth here. Well, this is certainly a power-packed show, And we understand the American School of Symptometry has a training program for those who wish to become health coaches, enrich their current medical careers, or even become a symptometrist like yourself. So also, as we mentioned earlier, anyone listening today can reach you, Dr. Narte or Dr. Ansel L. for a health package that addresses the symptoms and illnesses that they're battling right now. So in your closing comments, Dr. Narte, and in honor of International Women's Day, please share Symptometry's top three recommendations our female listeners can use, to keep their reproductive system healthy.
The very first one is use citronella to keep the birth canal acidic. And if you read my book, I've made available the formula for producing citronella rinse. It is in the book, the women's book. So you can order it and have the citronella rinse over there. You can read it and then start using it immediately. That is the very first one for the birth canal. The second advice is keep the uterus always well oxygenated. Keep the uterus well oxygenated. And you keep the uterus well oxygenated by staying away from carbon monoxide. You get carbon monoxide through smoking cigarette, so no smoking at all if you want your uterus to be well oxygenated. And secondly, no sodas for you if you want your uterine to be well oxygenated, because soda carries carbon dioxide. If you have a symptometrist, get a particulate to ionize your uterus so that it is well oxygenated all year round. So the third one is stay away from casein because milk products are not good for women who are in their reproductive age. Because don't forget, Italy, the United States of America, France, many industrialized countries where milk consumption is considered to be very, very important, is considered to be even the mainstay of the diet, of the menu, they have very serious reproductive problems. It's very hard for them to have children, and their infertility rate is very, very high. So please stay away from casein or milk products if you want to. These are my three recommendations so that women's health could always reach an optimal level throughout the year. Thank you.
Wow, thank you, Dr. Narte, for sharing all of this wonderful information that we can use. And again, our listeners should definitely consider calling one of the licensed symptometrists if you have any further questions on anything you've heard tonight on this podcast, or if you have any personal health issues that you would like to address with to speak about with a licensed symptometrist. Well, Dr. Narte, thank you for being a guest on our show today as we discuss, women's reproductive health. This has been a very informative show, and we're honored that you were able to join us and be the guest today. Thank you again.
And thank you for inviting me. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And for our listeners, one last tidbit. I'd like to recommend Symptometry's e-courses you can take a look at the website www.rootcauseradio.com. So we have those e-courses available for your continued education. So you can take a look at that as well. So again, thank you again, everyone, for joining in and listening to our podcast today. And we will certainly be here next week for our radio show topic, which will be interesting and informative. So definitely tune in. Same time, same place, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, right here on Root Cause Radio, where we empower you with the knowledge and we also share secrets for optimal health. Thank you again. Good night.
Every Wednesday, Root Cause Radio teaches us easy ways to reach optimal health. Thanks to its creator, Dr. Maxwell Naughty, these healthy lifestyle tips extend to our foods. But have you ever wondered how to turn those lessons into recipes? Well, worry no more. Delicious cooking was made with you in mind. Watch the only food recipes that were tailored for our Root Cause Radio family by going to Root Cause Radio and click on Delicious Cooking. That's www.rootcauseradio.com and click on Delicious Cooking.